I saw a story on Shabbos, and I said, this I have to share with you. And I've been waiting and thinking about it, and the more I think about it, the more I'm impressed by it, so I want to share it. In these parashas, we see there's a lot of crying. Yosef and Binyamin are crying at each other's shoulders, the brothers are crying, and this week especially, it's a little bit sad with the departure of Yaakov, the death of Yaakov, and also at the end of the parasha with Yosef dying. So there's also sadness in that regard. There's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, very prolific writer, very special Talmid Chacham, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita. And he tells of a story that an older lady had passed away, a bubby lady, and she left a will, a tzava'a, of what to do with her estate. And she divided among her children and grandchildren. The children and the grandchildren were also given certain amounts. But it was unusual because one of the granddaughters, name was Chana, she was given $10,000 more than anyone else. And there was no clear reason why that should have been. And when looking at it, the family was a little bit surprised. And they brought it to the Rav, and he said, you know, they have to question such a thing because if it's so distorted, and there's no apparent reason, there's questions about the whole will, if it's valid. And they couldn't understand it. Why should this one girl be given $10,000, an enormous amount more than anyone else? They went through this lady's papers, and they discovered that she had written down a record of a certain event. One time the family was gathered around, and she was telling about her past, and what had happened during the Holocaust, and how she had survived, and what had happened. And everyone was listening and very intent and was captured by her words as she was telling the story. But the one girl, this girl Chana, not only was listening, but she was crying. And she was crying a lot. And the grandmother wrote down this message on this paper that it meant a lot to her. She noticed this one girl was very sensitive. The Rav said, okay, we have the answer. This is valid and the girl should be awarded this $10,000. This is the benefit. This is the payment, this is the dividend you get for tears, because the grandmother realized that although her family and her children had understood her and had felt for her, but this girl bonded with her and connected with her, and it was an emotional connection which was evident through their crying. And there was a dividend for those tears. My mother, she lived and be well, she says if tears in the Jewish community are the cement, that's the bond that creates a tremendous simcha, and you know there's something really happening. If you ever go to a chasana, you don't know, well, let me say this, if you go to a chasana, you see tears. Sometimes you go to a wedding, for whatever reason, if you happen to be at a wedding, and they're not necessarily Shomer Torah mitzvahs, they're going through the motions, and it seems almost like the people are just going through the act. You don't see any crying, you don't see any emotional bonding necessarily. And when you see those tears, it's a wonderful thing. It's the Yiddish the tears are a beautiful thing which cement that simcha. We should be very proud that when it means that we're emotionally bonding and connected to something. What does it mean to us? To a certain extent, here in the yeshiva, all of the programs that we have speakers, we have Shabbatonim, we have a chance to go to Rebbeim's houses, we have in the yeshiva, out of the yeshiva, we have ski trips, we have a lot of events. It's a system which is designed in order to provide you the ability to grow and mature as a young man with good friends and good opportunities and good chinuch. But that's the system. We want, however, it's a beautiful thing when we not only go through the system, but the system starts to bond with us and connect. It's designed is to make an impression on you and to develop you with this lifelong connection with your friends and with Torah and with your Rebbeim. So let's remember, when we were a Zocha, those people were zocha not only to go through the system, but to begin to feel, then you know it's real. Have a good day. Good morning. I tried.
Technically feel in real time.
I have a Midwestern accent. So.
Mm-hmm.